Hi guys, it's Michelle with my comeback podcast. I'm coming to you shooting one of those episodes off the hip. No plans. It just occurred to me that communication is a two-way street. You put yourself out there, you have something in mind, good intentions, that it can be received in a different way. As you, if you're a comeback listener, you know that there was a collab that I aired this last weekend. It was something that JR from West Virginia Uncommon Place and I recorded way back in March. And it was kind of an expansion on an episode I'd done last year. He was kind and gracious enough to share his thoughts and feelings and stories and be vulnerable with me with those things. And I'm grateful for that. And you know, I've told you before, this podcast was about growing self-development on my end and being vulnerable and using those things and broadcasting them to not only improve my communication and social skills, but reach out to those people that might need to hear something like this. You know, somebody that might have get some insight just when they need it. You know, like that movie that has that message that's just the aha moment when you're going through something. I want it to be that for people. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that releasing an episode that we recorded in March and sprinkle it, you know, within my other episodes, and I held on for a little bit, you know, but I just wanted to ration the wealth. So, you know, not thinking anything, I had planned it the week before to release it as an opening for season 3, because, you know, you'd like to start off with a bang. Well, it occurred to me that there might be people that might not take it right. They might think that it has it something to do with them, or it might be triggering. I don't know. And for that, I apologize. Never my intention to hurt anybody. Never a conscious thought. And I'm sorry if you took it as a breach. Talking about boundaries is a breach of your own. I don't know. That was never my intention. These things we can't foresee, you know? I have so many listeners. I mean, I'm not famous at all. I'm just saying, you know, it's to other people and my comeback family and different, their experiences and what they're going through. And, you know, it just, there's lots of reasoning of why I have topics and when I release them. And yeah, I never intend them to mean anything derogatory to anybody, or, and you can't, no one can consciously know when something might happen that would make a friend or a colleague or a family member or a stranger, but still someone in your comeback family, you know, you can't see that in the future that might hurt them. You would make yourself crazy trying to consider all of that. And yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I created this podcast to improve myself, to get out of my comfort zone, to be more social, to be able to communicate better, to meet new people, to heal my own and share that and be vulnerable with other people to heal them. Totally good intentions, I hope. And, you know, I'm not making any money on this. I'm not famous. There is no... no, whatever you call those, ulterior motives. And in fact, I haven't even done a hard release of my podcast. It was very soft, very secret, to a point where family members and other people were upset that I didn't let them know that I was doing it. And this is one of the reasons. It is me doing an episode or not doing an episode or doing a subject or not doing a subject might be taken wrong and create trouble when it's not about that. It's my own version of therapy, and just hoping it would be therapy to someone else. And I'm sorry if it was the opposite and might have caused any pain to anybody I might respect or care about. And, you know, I'm just I'm kind of empath, and I'm probably taking this harder than they might, or I'm, you know, I don't know. All I know is I feel like somebody's taking this wrong, and I've had comments to the fact that, I don't know, when you talk about feelings and emotions and improvement and feeling sad, you're making yourself vulnerable, but you're opening yourself up. And I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that respect those people and listen to them because they're real and they're opening themselves up, and maybe I can learn something. And then there's those people that listen and use that against you and are trolls. And, you know, being the small podcast that I am, I haven't experienced any trolls up until recently. And yeah, I don't know about you guys. I know there's some of you out there in my podcast family, my comeback family, that have a similar genre. There's a lot of you that have a similar genre. And how do you handle this? How do you handle if one of your topics might have hurt somebody because they misunderstood? Or how do you handle a troll that tries to hurt you? I'd like to know. Please comment. Also, I'm seriously at a point where I'm considering stopping this podcast. And I wasn't at that point before, but when you put yourself out there, you make yourself vulnerable, you're raw. And you're making yourself sensitive. And for somebody to attack that, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm trying to improve myself, so I'm not there yet. I don't know if I'm strong enough for that yet. So that's something I need to think about. So I'm thinking about taking a little hiatus in either changing subject matter or not doing this anymore right now. And you know, that's probably because I'm raw from this whole thing. I don't know, but I just wanted to open up and share with you. Somebody opens up and is sensitive and hurting, don't use that to poke their wound. Not on purpose. Don't turn it around about you if it's not about you, and shit on them. And if you think that somebody did it about you to shit on you, I'm sorry. That's something we all need. That shows a sign that we need to heal, both of us, you know? I know I do. I know whoever might have taken this wrong needs to, because that means we have a wound there that we might think something bad was about us. And I'm sorry for taking any part in that. But there's nothing that I know that I could have done different. I just hope that... I just want to say this, I guess. So until next time... Let me know what you think I should do. Change this genre. Stick it out and be G.I. Jane, or just call it quits. What would you do?